Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America. Here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And good afternoon. This is Lock and Load, and now we're going to do a little combat pistol craft with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed, LLC. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Mr. Bill. How are you today?
I'm doing good. Recently, I've been on this task. Now, right now, I'm actually waiting on the gun, because the gun is getting it's getting a little less ugly, and that takes a minute, but I'm waiting on the gun, although I'm probably going to substitute my Poly 80 to go with this as we go along. But one of my things, one of my missions here lately is to bear down and actually do something that might take a little bit of thought and a little bit of training and a lot of practice. And to that end, I've recruited a little help. I got a little help coming from Paul Markle, and I've been discussing this with Super Dave. And Super Dave the other day sent me some directions and everything. But let's talk about a couple of things, like how does someone who doesn't have access to a trainer on a constant basis, how do they not make the mistakes that are small mistakes that turn into bigger mistakes the longer they just run?
Well, the fact of the matter is, if you have limited access to what it is you're trying to accomplish, to the extent that you're kind of alone, those are some pretty harsh circumstances.
Yeah.
Now, in the military, there's any number of circumstances and areas and assignments that require or are described as isolation tours. And they are exactly that, isolation tours. Very remote locations. Basically, what you have there is all you have access to. But what amazes me, and you're probably wondering where I'm going with this, what amazes me is the number of people that are actually involved in weapons training, firearms training, however you want to describe it. The numbers are way out of whack because, like the NRA and whoever backstops the numbers, they say there's 70 million. I'm not, don't hold me to this, but just for the sake of conversation, like there's 70 million firearms owners in America and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Okay, well, you can't tell me there's 70 million people out there training and practicing, because I certainly don't see it. And people, what I like to describe the masses as being the average bears. The average bear does not really seek out training, let alone practice what they need to know and be able to do. How many times have you been to a shooting range, an indoor shooting range, a public, conveyance, so to speak, a public range? And it's amazing that you don't have more accidents, what I refer to as negligent incidents, than what we do, other than for the staff of every place out there.
Right.
People just, and the reason I'm bringing this up, I know it sounds harsh, but people take it for granted that, shooting and firearms and all that is something easily, to be good at it, is easily accomplished. Well, it can be easily accomplished with the right direction and instruction and effort on the individual's part. And it can be very fun and satisfying as well. But you need, I can't put enough emphasis on the fact that if you're not involved in an occupation that is going to train you and require you to practice, you need to seek it out. You need to seek out training so you know how to train, and not just how to practice, but what to practice. But the thing about it is, it takes time. And you're kind of, what I run into all the time is time itself. It's your most valuable commodity. So if you're going to get the maximum return on your time, energy, and resources, you've got to do your due diligence and hold yourself to a standard. How good do you want to be? You know, there really is, depending on, well, certainly in the realm that I'm from, there is no good enough. But there are, I guess, some capacities in which, you know, people, you know, I would certainly say the average bear would think that would be acceptable. I don't know if I hurt this dude's feelings or not, but the bottom line is, you know, I have to maintain my own standards.
Right.
And I had this dude tell me, hey, you know, I've heard you're the go-to guy, and I'd like to, you know, receive some firearms training from you, but I only want to be good enough to take care of my family. And I'm like, whoa, I'm not your guy then, man. And he's like, excuse me? But I've been told, like, from several different directions. And I'm like, dude, you're talking to me, man. I don't know what you've been told, but what I'm telling you is, if you only want to be good enough to take care of your family, I'm not your guy. Because there is no good enough. Because what you're saying is, I interpret as my family being my most valuable assets. And there is no good enough for me to be able or ready to take care of them. And, you know, in respect to doing violence on their part to ensure their safety. And he's like, oh. I think I understand now. I'm like, yeah, so when you, you know, go ahead, I encourage you to, you know, receive training or, you know, seek out training. And after you've got a better outlook on life, call me back. And we'll go from there. But right now, I'm not your guy.
Right.
If that's where you're at mentally.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna ask you a question about that when we get back, just because of the way I see training and the way I look at what I think training should be if you're going to train for armed self-defense. Of course, Super Dave right now is in a social media blackout. And the only way to reach him or hear from him, unless you know how to get in touch with him already, which we're not giving out here, is to catch him here on Lock and Load on Fridays. So there you have it. More on training when we get back, because I'm about to get into that training tip on a heavy basis. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Adventure.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. We are speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. He was just talking about somebody that came to him and said, I want to be trained to this standard. My thought on training or whatever you're trying to attain, you know, in the martial arts, in a real fight, most of your superstar black belts can throw a kick, you know, straight into the ceiling, would tell you that if you actually kick above the knee, you're probably going to get thrown on your back. But they still train to that excessive level in order to be really competent at that common denominator level that most people are going to find themselves in. So when somebody's training, I've always thought you should train to that excessive level. Train it and take it as far as you can go with it, because the more capable you are and the more knowledge and technique that you've mastered, anything else below that, you're going to be pretty good at. Is that a fair way to look at it?
Absolutely, man. I agree with that 100%.
Now, one of the things that that I never would have thought of, because when I think of shooting, I think of two things that are primarily what should concern a guy shooting a handgun. I've always thought that the most dangerous time to handle a handgun is pulling it out of the holster and sticking it back in the holster, because that's where most people shoot themselves in the leg, is when they're doing one of those two things. So I felt that is the most dangerous time to handle the handgun. And then the draw stroke and the speed and all those other things, I've been more worried about the trigger control than I have those other things as far as the draw stroke and everything else. I see some of these guys that do it on a really technical level. I can tell you each and every movement that you do. Is that necessary?
It's only necessary from a standpoint that you can. There really is... You actually answered your own question a while ago.
Right.
You train to excess to be able to function and nail the simple stuff when you need to on demand. And one thing that you did not mention that is an absolute necessity is having the confidence that comes from training to the extremes. Whether it's, you know, physical extremes, mental extremes, a balance of both. In the gun realm, you know, how do you measure your ability? Are you involved in an action shooting sport? Do you belong to an organization that requires you to, you know, train and practice and qualify annually or whatever, quarterly? What are your, you know, what's your average scores or what's your high scores? Now, how do you quantify skill? There's any number of ways of doing it.
Right.
But since you're familiar with the action pistol sports, dig this. Here's my question to you.
Sure.
Would a grandmaster not have the ability to defend themselves with a firearm? Of course they would.
Sure.
Right? Okay, so now dig this. Being the devil's advocate, why would I go to the extent of acquiring that level of skill if less is going to be okay? You see what I mean? It just is, it doesn't make sense.
Right.
You do the best you can while you can, and try to better yourself at every opportunity, because nobody has a crystal ball and nobody knows what is going to be expected of them when it comes time to do violence under X circumstance. So, yes, I would always encourage anyone to train. If you quantify your ability, you should always be trying to crack the code on that next level of skill.
Yep.
Excuse me. No matter what it is.
For me, I've always thought that training to excess is first of all, it takes you beyond. And it gives you that confidence that you were just talking about. Are you confident in your training? And that probably comes, a lot of confidence would come from repetition of the task properly, right?
Absolutely. Now, here's something that I kind of set this young buck back on his heels a little bit in a conversation because he brought up, I'm going to let my subconscious take over at that point and just go on autopilot and drive on. And I'm like, hey, whoa, dude, what are you talking about? I get the subconscious thing to an extent, but I don't see where, this mental position you have on going on autopilot is the correct thing to do with loaded weapons in your hands. That's out. I don't know who exposed you to that or if that's something you came up with on your own, but you need to get about as far away from that as you can, because there is absolutely no reason you should be going on autopilot with loaded weapons in your hands. You need to be switched on and making a decision for every action that takes place. You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
Because to an extent, training and practicing, that's exactly what you receive from proper training and practicing, is you train and practice to the extent that you minimize the amount of time that transpires between the decision and the action to the extent that the decision is the action. You understand what I mean?
I do.
And then you just make things happen.
There is going to be a bit of muscle memory that comes into play with that, though, when you're doing that, right? That's where the training aspect of it comes in. The conscious decision-making and all that other stuff. But, I'll tell you what, to answer this question when we get back, because coming up on the next break, we're talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC, picking his brain on combat pistol craft, because this is something I intend to master. And I'm going to master it by seeking advice from those who are qualified to give it. I'm not going to be looking for it on YouTube or anything. I'm looking for people that know what they're talking about. So that's why I'm going to where I'm going. Also got, this also include the rifle as well. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I've seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA News Update. The attempt to prevent the removal of House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has failed.
The yeas are 208. The nays are 218. The motion is not adopted.
Debate is now underway ahead of a vote to oust McCarthy from his position. Former President Trump has confirmed that he will testify in his civil fraud trial in New York. He stated to reporters today that he will take the stand at the appropriate time. The New York Attorney General alleges that Trump and his family exaggerated Trump's net worth, enabling him to secure more favorable loans. Hunter Biden, President Biden's son, has entered a not guilty plea to a federal gun charge in Delaware. He's facing 3 felony firearms charges, one of which pertains to unlawful possession as an illegal drug user. The charges came after a previous plea deal fell apart. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
We're talking to Super Dave Harrington, picking the brain, getting some combat pistol craft points out there. I just asked him if in the middle of making that, and there's going to be a lot of conscious decisions as you draw a weapon and stick some sights on a target, like, is this something I'm willing to destroy? Okay, here I am. Do I need to go right now? That kind of thing. That, those are going to be the conscious decisions, but a lot of the way you react and a lot of the way that you are able to execute the task is going to be based upon that built-in muscle memory that you've developed over the course of training, right?
Yeah, but I don't like to describe it as muscle memory. That's, to me, that's dated language.
Okay.
What I like to, just for the sake of conversation,
right?
Push-ups. If you want to be able to do 100 push-ups in a minute, you got to do a lot of push-ups to be able to pull that off.
Right.
But your body, how does your body respond to that? Well, yeah, I understand the decision-making process in executing push-ups, but I don't want to be on autopilot. But what I do want to do is I've already made the decision, so I want to receive the conditioned response to the decision that I made, no matter what it is. If it's to perform task X, and I've performed task X 100,000 times, then I really should not have to think my way through
right.
The performance of task X. Task X simply becomes the action. I made the decision to perform task X, and I received task X, or the completion of task X, as the action in response to that decision. You know, it's the conditioned response. It's, you can call it semantics, word speak, whatever.
Right.
It's just muscle memory. It's, to me, it's dated language. And here's your question for you in respect to memory. Do you actively shoot in real time, or do you passively shoot from memory?
Oh, no. When I square up on a target, it's got my full attention. And I put myself in that space.
Right. In a sense, we could go off on a tangent on this real easy, but
right.
In a sense, you do both. There are circumstances where you would actually do both, and one is mutually supporting to the other, but that's a conversation in and of itself. I'll stay on track with the training and practice.
Okay.
Life's balance. You know, we talk about training to excess.
Right.
Training to extremes.
Right.
That takes time, energy, and resources that a lot of people just may not have. You know, the thing about it is, and I have to remind myself of this occasionally, is the simple fact that I have been extremely fortunate in respect to having been able to do the things I've done in my life. You know what I mean? Free work in the military. And I don't know if you could have the solar system line up and have it all happen again, you know, have it happen over, but I've been extremely fortunate. And plus, you look at the time frame, you know, I've been actively involved in training and practicing and shooting and all the different aspects of it. It's probably a little better than 30 years. How do you compress 30 years of experience into a 2-day program? You see what I mean?
I do.
You got to kind of go ahead.
Well, I have often thought about that. How do you take somebody, and especially, I'm sure you're the same way. Steve Fisher is very non-dogmatic. He'll get out there, and there'll be a lot of people that come in, and they've got this dogma built into them that they do like this, and they pull back like this, and they look around like that, and you know, and they're doing it, but they don't know why they're doing it. They're just doing it because it's built into the movement they've been training with. And Steve will dispel that.
Why would you? That's crazy, man. Why would you do something if you don't know or understand why you're doing it in the first place?
Right.
I have to throw the red flag on that one.
Well, I'll tell you one thing I noticed. Like, everybody was going to James Yeager in the Southeast for the very longest time. And,
right.
You know, then a lot of instructors popped up, and they were teaching basically James Yeager's class, but calling it different things. But they didn't explain to their students why they were doing the things they learned at James Yeager's. Now, you go to James Yeager, and everything becomes very clear.
Right. I get it. I'm with you now.
So,
I totally get it.
So I can only imagine the dogma you would get through.
Well, I make it a point to not tell people what's what, or I give them choices. I let them decide.
Right.
You know, it's just as much or as important as any valid technique as far as like gun handling goes. If it's a valid technique, for whatever reason, I should know it and be able to perform it well. Period. Right side, left side, both hands, doesn't matter.
Right.
I move on to the next piece. The thing is, I let the individuals decide on the value of what they are going to do or not. Because here's the bottom line to that. Every decision you make and action you take could be the rest of your life. You know, you've got the rest of your life to make the correct decision as to how you're going to survive the violence.
Right.
So there you have it. I don't feel it's my place to tell people what's what, but it is my place to tell them what's what to the extent that I can provide them with choices. You see what I mean?
I do.
There's more than one way to skin a cat.
Indeed, there is. I just I think about things like in the martial arts, which I don't. So in the martial arts, they have this thing called kata. And kata is this thing where you're throwing punches, kicks, and blocks in all directions, fighting this imaginary opponent. And with a lot of people, they don't know what they're doing. So the really good instructors will actually have somebody moving with you to show what you're doing with these movements, these blocks, these punches, these kicks, and why you're doing it that way. But for a lot of people, it's just a movement exercise, like a yoga exercise. And I think the difference between instructors is ones that show the why versus the how.
Say that again?
The instructor that shows you why you do a certain thing?
Right.
When you understand why you do a certain thing, I think that gives a level of comprehension that you don't get unless, you know, when somebody's just trying to imitate the movement you're doing.
Right. Right. I get it.
But we're coming. We're coming up on the next break. Coming on, man. We're going to talk. Going to talk about the email because I got an email from Super Dave the other day, and email actually addresses some of the things you were talking about with time and resources and all the other things. I'm going to point this out.
Right.
So, okay. Super Dave, you can't find Super Dave anywhere but here currently, which is makes it sort of exclusive. I think that's pretty good. Pretty exclusive.
Oh yeah.
But we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. We're talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. Now, you sent me an email which has a bunch of drills that do not involve ammunition that conceivably I could do anywhere I'm at if I have a gun and my rig set up and I want to do it. There's a lot of drills I can do without actually shooting. What is the value of these as far as building up this this level of expertise?
Everything that we discussed. That program that I sent you,
right,
it's like in a free program form right now. I haven't done any timeline rehearsals. I'll tell you how that came about. I did a week private gig for an individual out of California, and he was a very motivated dude. He was very prepared. He was a very efficient note taker during the day. And it kind of, in order for me to match the amount of energy he was putting into his side of it, I started recording everything that I was doing for him in the evenings. So he was taking his own notes during the day, and I was taking my notes for him in the evening. So by the end of the week, he was covered down on pretty solid. Well, then I got to looking at the notes that I provided for him, and I was like, wow, man, this is the first time I've done something like this. And what I'm speaking to is, I had never before done or recorded pure work, pure exercises. What I've done in the past is always included, knowledge-based material and maybe a few exercises. Whereas this was only the knowledge-based material that you needed to perform the exercises that I provided. So it's solid. There is a formula. It's an old formula that I developed many years ago. But like, for example, I've got one program I did that's got 248 exercises or something like that, using this formula. But it's kind of an exponential type formula. But I limited this and capped it I think it was 46 exercises, because I focused only on, I focused on everything that you need to know and be able to do to be a competent individual. And I've still got to do some timeline rehearsals for the material on the large scale. And I'm considering offering it as a program, but it's going to depend on the timelines. if I can pull it off where I can do it in a 2 or 3 day time frame, I will. But it's going to have to be, it can't be any more than that, because it is not it's not an entry level program. It's probably not even high intermediate to start program. It's certainly an advanced program for the knowledge and experience that you're going to gain from it, and the confidence in your overall abilities is going to be exponentially huge once you accomplish the program, understand what it is you need to do and how you need to do it. And then I'm actually going to provide them with a copy of the exercise structures so they can take, they have it to take with them to practice, because there's no way you're going to remember all of it. It's not going to happen. You might remember 1 or 2, 3 drills or exercises, but you're not going to remember all of it. So I'm going to provide that for them.
Having that in a, and I guess that's why James used to have a workbook that he gave out with the fighting pistol class.
Correct.
Because I think at that level, wherever these students were coming from on a developmental level, having something like that to fall back on gave them a little confidence to go out and practice. And without it, it makes me wonder if you're not really into shooting or anything, how likely you would be to go out and practice without that sort of an aid to fall back on in the beginning until you build up that confidence. And that's not something you see too much of. You had this, what that you sent me in the Jaeger book is the only 2 examples of that I've seen. Is there more of that out there that I just don't know about, or?
Oh, I have no idea myself.
Yeah.
I don't. Good question.
Well, I mean, I just, some of this stuff, when I think about some of this stuff, and sometimes the lights go off in my head, One thing that I figured out the other day, which you might find interesting, I'm right eye dominant, so if I'm wearing glasses, it's very hard for me to find the sights on a gun with both eyes open. However, if I take the glasses off, I can shoot with both eyes open, and I'm actually hitting center mass with a Glock.
What kind of glasses are you talking about?
Well, I wear lineless bifocals, which is probably where the pattern comes, because the further away it gets, the easier it is to get in to you got those planes of reading and far away.
Right.
And it's all based on the angle of your face as to which way it is. And I guess the further away it gets, the more likely it's to get mixed up and all of this stuff. And when I went, that's one of the reasons why I discovered that. And that was quite by accident. Now, with straighter framed guns, with straighter grip angle guns, I don't have that problem. But with the Glock, if I do that, if I simply open up both eyes, now I'm shooting. So, to that end, I'm going to make myself do this. I'm going to make myself go by the basic precepts when this gun gets back, or if it doesn't, if I'm going to check on it to see when it's going to get back, today or tomorrow. And
right.
If it's not going to be back soon, I'm going to start working on getting ready to do it with this Poly 80 and just start the process with that, because it'll feel the same when I get it, when I do get it back. But that's going to be the way it goes. And then I guess my next thought process is going to be, do I need to get a second gun set up like my first gun? I think you're one of the ones that have talked to me about that.
Right.
Do you have like a training gun and a carry gun?
No, I have everything guns.
Okay.
I have a primary and a secondary, and they're just stock G45s, 9mm.
Right.
But the only difference between the 2 pistols is my primary pistol has night vision sights on it. and my secondary pistol has factory night sights.
Gotcha. How do you like that? I just got a set of night vision. How do you like those?
I believe they're far superior to any other pistol sight combination out there.
Gotcha.
Period. For a lot of different reasons, but the only reason I have the factory night sights, I like those as well, but the factory night sights are just regulated extremely well, and they are point aim, point impact for me at 25 all day long, and I enjoy, you know, working with them visually. But the night vision sights are hands down my favorite.
Gotcha. Well, thank you for joining me today. By the time we get back, by the time we reconvene next week, I will have done some of these ammo-free drills. And okay. We'll see where we are.
We'll see what happens.
Yes, we will. Super Dave Harrington, Combat Speed, LLC. The website will be coming back at some point. And when it does, that'll mean Super Dave is back live again. I don't know about the social media end of it, because I think you're sort of enjoying part of it. But
I'm enjoying the time off.
Yeah, so stay tuned for that. Super Dave, of course, he is just Super Dave. Coming up next is going to be investigative reporter Lee Williams. This is Lock and Load.
There's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise, no sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
When it comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.